Among those attending the games include Maud Crossland in monobobsled representing Colombia, and Zoe Michaels competing in alpine racing representing Australia. Five athletes from the area will represent the U.S. at the games, including Matt Greiner in luge, Bridger Stone in monobobsled, Paige Jones in Nordic jumping, Sydney Palmer-Ledger in cross-country skiing, and Lauren Masuga in alpine racing. Free skier Zoe Atkin also qualified for the games, but opted instead to compete in the halfpipe at the X Games. 17-year-old Lauren Masuga was thrilled to learn she would be attending the Youth Olympics.
Before this year, I never expected to, ever go, and, to get that call saying that I was going, it was an amazing feeling. I was like, this is happening. This is crazy.
Masuga has honed her skills with the help of local programs.
Get out and play helped with that, and then it just kind of led into NASTAR, and then I was finally pulled into the Park City program, where I started with Devos with DAR, and then I just kind of stuck with it, really found my love for ski racing, and then I've been with Park City ever since.
Masuga has had a successful start to the season, including a podium result, finishing third at a Speed NORAM in Lake Louise, Canada. Masuga graduated from the Winter Sports School in November and plans to take classes at the University of Utah alongside her continued ski racing. Masuga is currently on the National Alpine D team and hopes to work her way up the ranks. Joining Masuga will be fellow Parkite Paige Jones. 17-year-old Jones was introduced to Nordic jumping through an introductory program that started with 5-meter jumps and through years has progressed all the way to Olympic size 120-meter jumps.
Well, we kind of joke that we've all been brainwashed as children into thinking that it's not scary because most ski jumpers start pretty young, but flying is just, it's great. Ski jumping, when you watch it, it's very fast. By the time you reach the end of the takeoff, we're going about as fast as a car on a highway, but your mind slows everything down and everything just feels almost calm.
In addition to her on and off the hill training, Jones has been working with a USA Nordic sports psychologist to strengthen her mind.
A pre-performance routine that helps me compete at the same level that I've been training, because what I've struggled with in this past season is training really well and then coming to a competition and not competing as well as I was training. That's one of the things that I'm working on now, just so that when I get to the Youth Olympics, I will be able to compete at the same level that I've been training.
Jones is also a recent high school graduate. She finished her education at Park City High on December 20th. She also plans to take college classes in the spring while continuing to ski jump. Sydney Palmer-Ledger also got an early start in her sport. Palmer-Ledger says she began cross-country skiing since she could walk. She's had plenty of athletes to look up to.
Living in Park City, it's such a good community of skiers, and so I have so many role models to look up to. So that's another factor that made me want to continue this as through my whole life, pretty much.
Palmer-Ledger says her favorite places to ski in the area include Round Valley and Soldier Hollow. She's had a good start to the year, finishing in the top three in three different events. Palmer-Ledger also signed her letter of intent to race for the University of Utah starting next year. She gave this advice to listeners young and old.
If you find something you love, stick with it and just have fun.
The 2020 Youth Winter Olympics begin this Thursday in Lausanne, Switzerland, and continue through January 22nd. I'm David Boyle. KPCW News.